There's a thousand pretty women living out there. They're all living the devil may care. Well, I'm just a devil with a lot of despair. So viva Las Vegas! Viva!
Thank you, Wayne Newton, for that fabulous intro. You're listening to Katz with the Dish. This is John Katzalamidis. I work for Greenspun Media Group in the Las Vegas Sun. I write the column called The Katz Report, and I write for The Sunday, which is a weekly magazine that comes out on The Sunday, except when it comes out on The Saturday. Joining me.
That makes me laugh every time.
Beautiful.
The blondness in
irreplaceable,
me goes,
indispensable, invaluable. Trish McCrone, Trish.
The brunette in me gets it, the blonde in me goes, what?
You half get it?
I half get it, yes. So it's an inner hair struggle going on with me. I'm Trish McCrone, and I'm back in Las Vegas again. Now, this is two shows in a row. I have been in studio.
Back to back is a fact.
That is true. And I had a crazy weekend at the Bear Jackson Auto Show. Mm-hmm. Which was a lot of fun.
What were you doing there exactly?
I was helping out a friend of mine and someone you know as well, Bruce Singer.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Kelly Stone,
right.
And Bruce Singer. Mm-hmm. I was helping him out, his company, Bradford Financial Group. I was doing a little PR and helping out. And then also, Wayne Newton was on hand. Obviously, someone very close to, especially me, but to you as well. And he was there on behalf of Opportunity Village. He's one of the people that helped found Opportunity Village and has given so much over the years. And he was there with a bunch of the kids from Opportunity Village. And they were there to raise the bidding of a car.
A 2015 Dodge Challenger? Is that what it was?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And it went for $825,000?
Eight and change. Okay, yeah. $800,000.
And $25,000. I think it was Mr. Engelstad agreed to match it. So yeah. It was like over $1.5 million went to Opportunity Village on this car.
The
so
Engelstad
it was
Foundation.
Yes, it was very cool. What was very cool is too is just that I got to see some of the things that were being auctioned off. The car from Viva Las Vegas, the sports car that Elvis drove, was very cool. I was standing next to that.
Oh,
that was
how
awesome.
Cool!
Yeah.
Wow,
that's
a breathtaking thing. I've covered that a couple of times.
Yeah, but you couldn't go this year because you were in
Apple. I was in New York City. Now, why was I in New York? Because we were there for an announcement that had a lot to do with Las Vegas, and that was the first wave of entertainers who's going to and acts who are going to perform at Rock in Rio, which is on what is going to be called the MGM Resorts Festival Grounds on the southeast corner of the strip at the corner of Sahara and the Boulevard. So
okay.
At the risk of putting a map out there, it's right across
it's
to the west
map.
Of SLS
okay.
And to the south of the Bonanza Bookstore, that corner that has been dark for years, has had a lot of ideas,
was
a lot of renderings.
Was it used to be Wet n' Wild or something?
No, that's on the east side. This is on the west side. Wet n' Wild, it's across from where Wet n' Wild was, across from the Fountain Blue, and really across from SLS
okay.
On the west. So that whole parcel is going to be an events, festival, fairground, playground. And Rock in Rio is an annual event that started in Rio, oddly enough, and has branched out to Portugal and Spain and now Las Vegas. It's two separate weekends of music and an amusement park with a Ferris wheel and retail and food, and it's going to be big. 10 hours of music on two separate weekends. Now, who's going to be there, John? I'll tell you.
Who's going to be there, John?
Metallica, Taylor Swift, No Doubt, Deftones, John Legend,
wow.
Among the first acts that are going to come in. Did I say Taylor Swift?
Yes, you did.
Taylor Swift.
Shake It Off. Shake It Off, which I can't get enough of that song. It's in my head 24 hours a day.
So those are that's a sampling of the first acts that are going to be performing there. The rest are going to be announced in January. It's coming in two different weekends in May of next year. So I went back there to be part of the announcement that they made in Times Square, where John Mayer performed, and a bunch of executives and officials from Las Vegas were there, and people from Las Vegas events. Scott Zeiger, who now works for Cirque du Soleil, which is a partner.
Crazy.
These
things happen. Who used to be at Base Entertainment?
Yep,
to be in charge
exactly.
of Base Entertainment.
Exactly. And he's now an official based in New York who's heading up a division of Cirque that's relatively new that has to do with their production show. They're investigating how to develop production shows that will be touring and maybe be on Broadway. And so he's part of that. And he was there. And it was, I'm still tired from that thing. New York City is a sprint. You know that.
Yeah.
And got back.
And you didn't
late
even
Sunday.
Do the shopping part of it.
No, I don't.
Could you imagine having to do all that and get in like Saks, Bloomies, you know, like Bendel's,
no.
On and on and on?
I walked around a lot in Manhattan and went around to some, I went to Don't Tell Mama and I went to Rockefeller Center and went to a couple of different restaurants. That were
and
really
I bet
cool.
You didn't go to Bergdorf's?
No.
Oh,
no.
Johnny.
I went to H&M. But it was a great time, and this is going to be a great thing for Las Vegas. Huge investment that MGM Resorts, Cirque du Soleil, and the people at Rock and Rio are making in the Strip, and that parcel is going to be used outside of Rock and Rio for other events, other shows, other things.
Yeah.
And it's about 40 something acres. And when you see the rendering of it, you're like, wow, that's going to be a major development. They're starting to do construction on it. Even as we speak. So that's
and,
the big thing. That's
and then
the latest
we also
big thing.
Attended the G2E honors that mm-hmm. honored Richard Sturm and Wayne Newton.
Yeah, Richard and Wayne. Now,
at
those,
the Hard Rock. So that was fun. And
yeah,
I mean,
those are two,
yeah.
In different ways,
legends.
major yeah. figures in our city. They're really big. Richard isn't as well known, obviously, but he's been around for a very long time, helped develop a lot of, he brought Penn and Teller
kind of
to
is,
Las
yeah,
Vegas.
Yeah, he is the entertainment guy, mm-hmm. pretty much the biggest entertainment guy for Vegas.
For more
yeah.
than two decades.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's you don't hear much about him. But he's a very influential man. So we have now.
Yeah, we're going to talk
blue.
To. Yeah, and I mean, I feel like it's weird. Like we're doing people's last hurrahs because last week we had Justin, who's leaving Wreck of Ages.
Yep.
Now we have Jeff Lebo, who is leaving Jersey Boys, but has a lot to talk about the NF Hope concert. And then also in future weeks, we're going to talk to Devin May, who's actually mm-hmm. trying to book the Goodmans.
Yeah, Devin May
it's
is
crazy. Like it's all
Devin May
tying
is
together.
Trying to get the mayor Carolyn Goodman and Oscar Goodman to be part of the NF Hope concert. That Jeff is putting on. Both of these gentlemen are leaving Jersey Boys in November, and one of them is going to be our guest next. That's Jeff Lebo. So stick around for him. But first, Josh Bell with movies.
We love Las Vegas. We love Las Vegas.
You got to the bar around 11 today. Where were you before that, just to cross that off?
Well, I was home. I left at 9:30. I got a cup of coffee, newspaper, went to Sawyer Beach and read the news.
Did you visit with anyone there?
Well, I mean, I kind of go to Sawyer Beach for the solitude.
That's Ben Affleck as Nick Dunn, who becomes the prime suspect in his wife's disappearance in Gone Girl. I'm Josh Bell, film critic for Las Vegas Weekly, with a look at what's new in theaters this week. Director David Fincher turns Gillian Flynn's best-selling nasty pulp novel about a missing Missouri housewife, played by Rosamund Pike, and her suspicious husband, into a meticulous, often riveting thriller, which streamlines some of the novel's most excessive elements. It's a solid, sometimes seriously unsettling movie, with a number of very good performances, but it's still second-tier Fincher, a faithful literary adaptation along the lines of his last film, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, without the larger resonance of movies like Zodiac and The Social Network. I give Gone Girl 3.5 stars out of 5. Also opening this week is the horror movie Annabelle, a spin-off of last year's surprise hit The Conjuring.
I still don't understand what the doll has to do with this supposed demon.
Demons can sometimes use objects as conduits to achieve their desired goal.
Their desired goal?
Our souls, John.
A year before encountering the ghost-hunting Warrens in The Conjuring, creepy doll Annabelle terrorizes a young housewife and her newborn child with standard horror movie tactics. Director John R. Leonetti generates occasional suspense, but can't do much about the inert storytelling. I give Annabelle 2 stars out of 5. That's a look at what's new in theaters this week. Check out my reviews in Las Vegas Weekly and my blog at joshbellhateseverything.com.
There's a thousand prettier women living down there. They're all living the devil may care. Well, I'm just a devil with a lot of despair. So viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas!
Welcome back. Sitting with us now is the man who has played Nick Massey in Jersey Boys for more than 6 years and 2,800 performances, but who's counting? He ends that stretch next month with his final show at Paris, Las Vegas. And what is next? Well, on October 19th at 1 p.m., he's putting together the next NF Hope Concert. That's NF Hope Concert at Sands Showroom at the Venetian. And that is an indication of what the future holds for our guest and our friend, the great Jeff Lebo. Jeff, welcome back.
Yay! Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. It's been a while.
It has been a while, yeah.
Gosh, since you were here with everybody.
Yeah, we had the whole group in a couple years ago, I think it was.
I think it was getting ready to move into Paris.
Oh, that's right.
It was between shows. Wow. Mm-hmm. And I do have to say this, that I think I've told Jeff this before, but I think after our first or second year, we did at the end of the year show, we did a thing where we asked each other questions, and we had to say who our crushes were out of the people, and I picked all married or gay people, which is very interesting.
And I picked Jeff. No, wait. Yeah. No.
and I prefaced it by saying that obviously I'm not good, truly would ever hit on them because they're married or gay. Mm-hmm. So, but. And Jeff falls in the married category.
Jeff is falling in the married category.
And right. Jeff was one of mine. I had two gay men, two married men, and Jeff was one of them. All right. Two Jeffs.
All right.
Jeff
Lebo
and Jeff Timmons. Remember
Yeah, that's right. The two Jeffs.
Yes. So it's always nice to have the handsome
Jeff. This
Jeff
is not only married, but now blushing.
Well, you guys had an anniversary, not the
We did,
ago,
yeah.
Too. Yeah, you and Melody.
Yeah, nine years. 9 years married.
Niner.
Wow.
We saw you at the Composer's Showcase.
That's right.
Where you laid the big announcement on everybody.
That's right.
About leaving the Jersey Boys.
Yeah, it's November 23rd will be my last show after what will be over 7 years. And I've actually redone the math and double-checked everything. And I think it comes to about 2,726 performances.
Wow, when you leave?
With Jersey Boys, yeah. That will be my last show. 2,726.
Wow. And I mean, so... Is it going to be strange having your evenings free?
Very. You know, it's funny. The last couple of nights or last couple of weeks, I've slipped into the grocery store on the way to the show and continue to grab some food to eat in the car or have them between shows. And I see all these people wandering into the store as though they've finished their day. And I wondered what it feels like. It's been so long. So, yes, I'm actually looking forward to that for at least a little bit. I'll take a short break. But you know me, I don't rest very well.
Well, you're coming into the end of your reign putting together this NF Hope show, and that is a huge operation.
Yeah. It is.
What's going on with that?
Well, the NF Hope concert started back in 2011. It was a very Gershwin-esque idea, the idea, hey, let's throw a show on in a barn. Our barn was the Las Vegas Hilton, but still, in my head, it was a barn. But it had very meager beginnings, and I kind of hoped it would get somewhere, and here we are headed into our fourth year. Last year, we grossed over $93,000. And this year we're doing great. We had our VIP event for those people who purchased VIP tickets this last Monday, and we're already $20,000 in to breaking that this year.
Wow.
So it's an enormous amount of work. But as many of you might know, the inspiration is my daughter.
Yes,
so.
Please tell us about that.
Neurofibromatosis. Yes.
Neurofibromatosis.
I mean, what is it, first of all? And let us know the connection personal connection to your family, because it is obviously not just a charity you're behind. It's a charity that you, I mean, it's a something you live with every day in your
Absolutely.
Life.
Absolutely. Yeah. When my daughter was 9 months old, she was diagnosed with a neurological disorder called neurofibromatosis. Do you want to stay with me, Johnny?
Neurofibromatosis.
Thank you very much.
NF.
Or NF, yes.
As Trish says.
And we didn't know anything about it. And when we talked and asked people if they knew what it was, nobody seemed to know what it was. And finally, we connected with some people over at the NF Network, which is one of the big national charities. And they really sort of walked us through what it's like to have a child with NF. It's got no cure. It's got no treatments. And there's a huge range of possibilities. I mean, Emma could very well have lived her life without a single blemish and yet still have it. Or she could be where she is, where she's got a brain tumor that we know about, and one possibly also starting in the optic nerves, and maybe 20 tumors, small tumors around her body that, you know, just under the skin.
What basically is it? I mean, I understand it's neurological, but what are the symptoms? What are the...
The simplest way to describe it is she was born with a mutation on a gene that normally stops tumors from growing. And with this mutation, it's constantly turned on. So it means that these tumors can grow on, called neurofibromas, can grow on any nerve at any time in the body, anywhere, without warning. And then the symptoms that come along with it, other than, you know, obvious things like pain, since they're growing on nerves, are attention and disorders, learning disorders, in some cases it's deformation, depending on where the tumor is growing. They're susceptible to a number of cancers, more so than most people in the population. And, you know, anywhere a nerve can grow can cause damage. So, you know, blindness,
which is everywhere.
The brain tumors can cause seizures.
There's no pattern, obviously. Yeah.
No, and they know a lot about it, but they don't know how to treat it, really. I mean, what they do is they pick and borrow from cancer treatments if they need to, but they're not built for this disorder, therefore they're not 100% effective. And so they do the best they can. And hopefully, you know, as your parent, you keep your fingers crossed that she'll live with these things and they won't affect her. And right now, that's the way it's going. At 5 years old, she's an incredibly vivacious, shockingly very active in music
and
dance.
Yeah, you would never know it. Yeah, you would never know it.
But yeah, she's doing great. But NF can rear its ugly head in many different ways. And, you know, hopefully it won't. But at 5 years old, there's a lot of life ahead of her.
Yeah.
And you have taken this fight and this crusade back to D.C. Mm-hmm. You've appeared before Congress and argued this case. Mm-hmm. And your life after Jersey Boys is going to be full-time in this capacity. Can you talk about what you're going to be doing?
Absolutely. You know, upon deciding that it was time to leave, you know, it's not many times in your life you get to pursue one passion, let alone two. This concert has become something that I love, obviously, because it's with my daughter. So I put in a proposal to NF Network this year, and they accepted it. And I've now been hired to be the executive producer and director of development for NF Hope Concerts, which means not only will it be here in Las Vegas, but starting in January of 2015, I'll begin developing the next NF Hope Concert outside of Las Vegas. And the hopes that one day every year, you know, we'll get to a year where there are 10 or 12 a year of these concerts around the country. And instead of writing a $100,000 check to NF Network, I'll be writing a $3 or $4 million check to NF Network and really making a difference.
You could be like the we've been talking to him too lately, Jerry Lewis, of as he was to MDA, you could be
exactly.
to NF Hope.
Funny you should say that.
You know, that's, yeah. you know, talk about that.
The concert is, it's very much a variety show. Because here it was born here in Las Vegas, where there's every kind of entertainer you can imagine, and they all are so generous, and they've all donated their time every year. But the goal is to actually look into syndication so that we can put this on television and reach an even larger audience, which means that, you know, there could one day be that it, instead of the Jerry Lewis will have a telethon, and so will I.
Yeah.
I don't keep my mind shut to any possibility, and this will grow as big as it can, and I won't stop it.
What was the reaction, though, in D.C.? I guess because, you know, with a different illness, I've had this struggle with things that there are so many illnesses that people just – I mean, until I met you, I had never heard of NF.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm sure that I am not the only one. 90% of the country probably doesn't know what NF is unless it touches their lives. So when you went to D.C., I mean, what is there? What is the awareness? What are they willing to do for funding? What was the reaction that you got?
Well, luckily, I came into the visits to D.C. after they'd been very well established. Back in 1996, Senator Tom Harkin, along with some people in the NF community, reached out to the Army and got something called the NF Research Program set in place under something that already existed called the Congressionally Directed Medical Research Program. So every year, they fund research programs for different diseases. It started off with breast cancer, and it has grown ever since. And since 1996, the NF Research Program has received about $260 million specific to clinically oriented NF research. And so every year our visit to D.C. isn't to tell them about NF. They already know about it. But it's to go and make sure that we have as much support within Congress and in the Senate as we can to continue this funding through the Army program.
Is this something, because I am so unfamiliar with it, please excuse my naivete about this, but is it something that, I mean, families could have kids that have this and just have no clue? I mean, because it's not something. Do a lot of the cases go undiagnosed?
Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the biggest problems right now, is that so many cases go undiagnosed, and because it's a dominant trait, these people may not be diagnosed until well into adulthood, and they might have had children already, in which case their kids have a 50% chance of having it. I just met a woman just this last year who didn't get diagnosed until the age of 31 after her kids were born. And she discovered it because her son was diagnosed and they realized that she had it. And then she didn't get a single symptom until menopause.
Wow.
So this can have an incubation period of... decades, possibly? Yeah, is that even the right term for it?
Incubation,
I mean, it could be latent?
Incubation sort of insinuates that it's a disease. This, because it's a disorder, mm-hmm. It just there's a lot that's still yet to be understood. What we do know is that a lot of the serious activity with tumor growth happens sometimes around hormonal cycles. So okay.
puberty,
pregnancy, mm-hmm. menopause.
Okay. I got you.
And she just, you know, somehow got through the first couple with nothing there. And when she hit menopause, she has tumors all over now.
So now, is this something where your daughter could at some point just not have symptoms for any amount of time? It's just that unpredictable?
Mm-hmm. Well, once she has these tumors, they don't go away. They might multiply. More might show up. Right now, the tumors she has, other than, you know, she has got a couple on her knees, and if she bangs them just the right way, it hurts more than it might have any other kid. But until something grows somewhere else where it actually causes a problem, she could have them and not know.
Wow.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Was it last year that she sang? Emma,
she
was
danced.
On stage.
Yeah,
danced.
She actually, Clint Holmes last year was
That's
singing
right.
a song,
mm-hmm.
and apparently she whispered into her grandma's ear, "That's my song," and wandered down onto stage and started dancing with
uh-huh.
her, to everybody's surprise, including ours.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was magic that I wish as a producer that I could actually recreate.
Gotta write that in.
I'm doing my best.
But I'm wondering about her and observing her at these, in other areas. She's always got such a great disposition, your daughter. And I'm not just saying that. She's very pleasant. She's very
yeah.
sunny. You would never know that anything is going on an underlying condition with her. Do you know if she's in pain times when she might not be telling you, or does she mask it, or how is she?
You know, at 5 years old, it's really hard to know. I mean, mm-hmm. she's certainly more vocal than she was at 2, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no way for us to know unless she tells us. And I think, you know, if she is in pain, she's had it her entire life.
I was about to say, it's her
normal.
So she's
conditioned
to it. Yeah, it's her normal.
Her baseline is different. Yeah.
But I also think that, you know, because she doesn't know better, but I also like to believe that maybe she just isn't in pain. I know the only time she ever complains to us is when she actually knocks one of these tumors, and it hurts mm-hmm. a lot.
And by nature, these are benign.
By
definition,
most,
I guess.
Not by definition. For the most part, they
okay.
are. There are certain types that are not. And there are certain types that can actually become common brain cancers, things like
mm-hmm.
that, and tissue cancers.
For people that want to know more about this, or even that they may have a child or someone in their family that has this, where can they go for more information on this?
Well, if you want to know about the NF Hope concert, you can always go to nfhope.org. That's N as in Nancy, F as in Frank, hope.org. If you want to get some support, there are a number of different places to go. I went to the Neurofibromatosis Network, which is one of the big national organizations.
Great.
And that's nfnetwork.org.
Okay.
There's also, if you're here in Southern Nevada, there's an amazing organization that we actually give a portion of our proceeds to, and that's the Nevada Childhood Cancer Foundation. And they cover an enormous number of childhood chronic diseases and disorders.
And it falls under
and that includes
the tumors,
NF. Yeah. Yeah. And they have some of the most impressive programs I've ever seen in any nonprofit around the country.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an amazing organization to partner with, but also a great source for those people here in Southern Nevada who need some help.
It's a tribute to you how many people up and down the strip come out.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure, like me, a lot of people had no idea
it's
until
tenacity,
you come out. So it's,
ladies and gentlemen,
I'm putting it the more pleasant way. It's a tribute to you, Jeff. So give us the lineup. Who will people expect to see at the show this year?
This is actually an amazing year. Every year I'm surprised at who comes out. And I mean, I know they always do, but this year, let's see, we have the two that are constantly requested every year, which is Clint Holmes and Kristen Herzenberg.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how many big stars we have, everybody asks for them to come back,
mm-hmm.
and they are. We have Veronique is coming out to do something for us. We have, of course, the cast members from Rock of Ages, cast members from Million Dollar Quartet, and then me and my buddies from Jersey Boys will be hosting the event as well as performing. And this year we have a very special guest, not only Jasmine Trias, the American Idol finalist,
mm-hmm.
but also the Grammy Award-winning band All for One is going to come out from
LA. Oh, wow.
And they're going to do a short set for us. And we're still actually getting more coming. And we just heard from Sean and John, the Tappers from Absinthe.
Oh, wow.
They're
going
to do something.
They're awesome.
And, as long as we have room and it doesn't turn into a three-hour concert, we will continue to invite people. But, I mean, the truth is now people come to me. And that's great. I hope that happens every year. And I hope every year I can say, next year we'll do it. We'll invite you if we don't have room.
And now how much are – the tickets are very reasonable.
Absolutely. We wanted to make them accessible. So tickets start at $45, and that's for the rear section of the Sand Showroom over the Venetian. If the front section, it's $65. We also had VIP tickets available for a special VIP event this past Monday, and we actually sold out all 105 tickets.
All right.
Wow. And I mean, people should keep in mind that tickets up and down the strip are like $150, mm-hmm. $100. You're not going to get any ticket, I don't think, for under, what, $65 or something?
Yeah.
I don't think. And now
even with a discount.
Yeah, you have people. I mean, you literally have performers up and down the strip in downtown who are coming for this concert. It's all going to charity, mm-hmm. and so it's a write-off too. You know,
yep.
Why? It should be a completely sold out event.
Absolutely. And not to mention, once you're there, every year I put together a silent auction. And this year, me and the committee, we've outdone ourselves. I think there's probably about $60,000 worth of stuff at the auction. For everything from dinner at the restaurants you've wanted to go to, like Giada, to stays at the best hotels on the strip, mm-hmm. the Cromwell, Paris, Four Seasons. We just at the VIP event, we auctioned off a Mandarin Oriental package. Mm-hmm. We've even got things like, you know, the world-class driving exotics experience. They've all donated. Everybody, not just performers, have been so generous to us over the years. And so you can show up for nothing, and for the money that you save on your ticket, you can also bid on some amazing items.
Yeah, just even if you're just out there looking for a bargain, for no other reason, this is a good thing.
Exactly.
I know I've walked around this last couple of years. I'm like,
and the cool thing about the auction, by the way, is that even if you can't make it to the concert, you can bid. The mm-hmm. auction, I believe, is going to go live on October 10th. That's a Friday. And that means you can go online. I'll get an address to you. We don't have it yet. But you'll be able to go online. Even if we've had people bid from across the country. And actually, we've shipped their items off to them, and they won. Wow. So you don't have to be at the concert to bid. And that means you can win either way, and mm-hmm. you can help out a great cause regardless of whether or not you're in Las Vegas.
Can we talk a little bit about the show?
Absolutely.
And the conditions under which you're leaving. I mean, this is a long run for you. You're an original cast member.
You are the only original Four Seasons, aren't you?
I am.
From the Las Vegas show?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, you know, how can you talk about a little bit, elaborate on what your feelings are just stepping away, regardless of what your future is, from something that has been such a big part of your life for, you know, 6+ years?
You know, it's I'm sad to do it. I know that it's an requirement, but I'm sad to do it. It's a... You know, you do anything for that long, no matter what it is. There's so many milestones in your life that pass by when you're with it. Over 7 years, my goodness. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had just been married when we started this. And now here I am. I've got a 5-year-old daughter who's in kindergarten. When I first started, we hadn't even thought of children yet. And we've seen so many milestones from our cast members. It's almost like leaving a family, which is very, very strange to get used to. And it's mm-hmm. this has been my identity for my gosh, almost 7 years.
That's how we've got to know you.
Exactly.
And you have a new identity now. And I can tell you, I have a deep amount of respect for what you do, Jeff. And
100%.
You know that. And whatever we can do,
yep.
we'll do it.
We absolutely. Want to
you know?
Do it.
Yeah, yes. We'll do it. So it's October for the time being, October 19th, 1 p.m., NF Hope concert at the Sands Showroom. And hit the website again one more time, Jeff.
The website, you can for tickets, you can go to Venetian.com or you can go to nfhope.org to get more information about the concert.
All right, and show up because this is a really cool thing.
And you will
regardless.
Be staying in Vegas no matter what, correct?
We will be staying in Vegas for a little while. I don't know this is where we'll be long term, but
gotcha.
My daughter will certainly finish her year of kindergarten Good. And then we'll sort of see.
Because you're a definite asset to our community
right
and we love you, Jeff.
Glad
we do.
That.
And your wonderful family.
And we'll have you on again.
All right, wonderful.
Thanks much. Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas!